News in brief at Press TV, the UN Human Rights Council has condemned Bahrain for cracking down on peaceful protests. A joint statement issued by the 46 members of the council says the human rights situation in Bahrain remains an issue of serious concern. It has criticized Manama regime for illegally detaining pro-reform activists in the province. Renegade Libyan General Khalifa Haftar has agreed to a ceasefire in his declared war on militants during the national elections on June the 25th. Haftar recently launched a military offensive in eastern Libya, saying he wanted to crush militants, but authorities denounced the move, calling it an attempted coup. France is changing its position on agreements made by Iran and the P5+1. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says that Iran must reduce the number of its centrifuges in order to reach a durable nuclear deal. The comments came as diplomats from the two sides are preparing for talks in Geneva. South Sudan's president and rebels have agreed to form a transitional government within 60 days. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar met in Ethiopia on Tuesday. The deal came after 6 months of civil war in the world's youngest country. The Nigerian authorities have launched a search operation for 22 women abducted this week by suspected Boko Haram militants in the northeastern part of the country. The abduction took place in an area close to the town of Chibok, where militants kidnapped almost 300 schoolgirls on April the 15th. Police in Haiti have clashed with anti-government protesters in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Thousands of protesters marched through downtown area, demanding the ouster of President Michel Martelly. Protesters also chanted anti-U.S. slogans and called on Washington to stop supporting the Martelly government. Chilean police have clashed with thousands of students protesting against the government's education reform. Police deployed water cannons and fire tear gas to disperse protesters near the presidential palace in Santiago. Since 2011, Chilean students have been engaged in spirited protests, calling for free universal education system.